Revelation 3rd chapter. I'll read to you the 17th and 18th verse. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his own word. Again, Lord, I ask, will you take me, Lord, and just use me as you would see fit? God, that only you will bring the message this morning. Father, we ask that you'll just hide me, but keep me just where I need to be. Give me the words, Lord, and I'll speak. In the blessed name of Jesus, I ask it. And amen. The scripture that I just read is quite familiar to all of us. The letters to the churches of Asia, Laodicea. Laodicea church was a rich church. They had lots of money. They were well up, we might say, on the totem pole. They were peoples that really had big. They had textiles, clothing. They had just about everything that they needed. Rich. But they were famous for an eye salve. They had an eye salve that was used to take care of their eye. Well, I don't know what they had, cataract or whatever, I don't know. But if they did, they ought to have it here today, because it would be a lot cheaper than some that we have. But they were famous for this eye salve and their clothing. They were rich, but they lacked spirit. They had all the property, we might say, but they did not have the spirit to go with it. They did not put their priorities in order, as we might say. They said they were rich and increased with goods. Yes, they were very rich and increased with goods. That they were. But they could not see. Although they had the eye salve, they had the physical part that was needed, but yet they could not see. They were blind. Let's take them as we might. They said they were rich. They had gold. They had all the riches that you could think of. They was well established. But he said to them, buy of me gold, try and fire. Well, now why? If they had it already, why would Christ say to them, buy of me gold, try and fire? The gold that he was talking about was not the physical gold of the world. It was not the riches. It was not those coins and all that jewelry that hung up on them that was made of gold. That was not what he was talking about. He was talking about a spiritual gold. That spirit that God gives to each and every one of us that's worth more than any gold that you can find upon this earth.
Amen.
Yes, but we all strive, we all try to get as rich as we can. You know, it's amazing how some of these peoples in the world, like, well, whoever, the richest man in the world. What's his name called?
Gates.
Yeah, Bill Gates. Yeah, rich. I mean, couldn't ask for more. But he wants more. Yeah, never get enough. These rich people, when they stack it up and pile it up and get it to banks and their pockets and bulging and all this, that, and the other, but they're out to get every penny that you and I've got. Yes. They cannot get enough. Christ says to them, you're poor. You're poor. You don't have it. Because they lack that gold that only God can give. And he said to them, come and buy of me. That gold, which is tried in the fire. Well, gold tried in the fire. You know, all of this gold and riches that we have here on the earth is all contaminated. It is. It's all contaminated by the worldly lust and all this, that, and the other thing. It's deceiving. But burn that gold off. Put it in the fire. And what do you got? They tell me, I don't know for sure, I'm not that smart, but they tell me that gold refined to 100% is crystal clear. Yeah. Gold refined to the 100%, but you cannot refine gold 100%. It doesn't work. There's always a part. Well, we take this gold, as they find it raw, they put it in the furnace, they heat it up, and all the impurities comes out of it, and they skim it off and toss it aside, and what do you have better gold. You do it again and again and again and again, but finally you get it just as good as you possibly can, which I think is 99% or 98%, never 100%. Jesus Christ says to them, come and buy of me gold tried in the fire, 100% pure gold. Yes, he gives the gold 100%. Well, okay. So he says, come and buy this gold from me, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. And next he says, white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy wickedness do not appear. Clothing. They thought they had the very best. They had the mills and whatever that makes the garments, that makes the cloth. They had the very best that there was. But it wasn't good enough. He told them to buy of me those clothes, that you may, that your nakedness would not be seen. Naked? Well, they thought they was the best dressed people in the world, you know? They had it all. Yeah. They were rich. And their clothing probably showed. But Christ was looking on the inside. He can see right through these. He says, buy of me that which covers sin. You see, the clothing that we buy today does not cover what's within us. Yes. If we have wickedness, if we have sin in our heart, put on the best clothes you can find, and you've still got wickedness and sin in your heart, it's just covered up. Yes. You may deceive someone. You may deceive a few, but God looks right on through it. He said, buy of me those garments, those clothing, that does not cover it up but takes it away. It is gone. Yes. And when the robe of righteousness is put upon you, you are completely clean. Yes. That robe. You know, I think about that a lot of times when some of us, we might think that, well, when we come to church on Sunday morning, that like the choir robes, we pick up our robe, we put it on, and we walk up and have our seat in the congregation. Now we're ready for church, you know. And when we say the final amen, we go back and hang her on the wall and go out the door. Yeah. Don't work that way. Doesn't work that way. That robe that you put on is just like that clothing that they're talking about here. It's a cover-up, and it don't work. That robe that he's talking about is that robe of righteousness, pure white. It cleanses us from all sin. And we only get it through the blood of Jesus Christ. Only one way. Yes, he said, by me, the clothes, the white raiment, white, that thou mayest be clothed, and the shame of thy nakedness not appear. But then we get down to the last thing that he told them. He says, anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. They were famous for their eye salve. They probably came from miles around to purchase this eye salve because they didn't have the thing that we've got today where they can take the lens out and put us a new one in or whatever is needed. They could pretty much take care of it. There was lots of them. They would have thought they had it made. But what did he tell them? He said, ye are blind. Well, he says in another portion of scripture there, he caused the blind to see, and the ones that thought they could see made blind. Yes. This story it's quite amazing. He says, buy of me gold. Well, folks, how are we going to buy the finest of clothing if we don't have the cash? Well, you go out here to these folks where you use your credit card or whatever you get trouble with. But if we don't have the power, the money to buy, we don't wear the fancy clothes, do we? So we cannot dress up like the Monkey Mutt and really shine. We can't do that. But we don't have, well, some of you do. I know there's some rich people in here. I know. Yeah, I've seen you. Yeah. All right. But we cannot normally do this because we don't have the cash to do it. He says, come and buy of me. Well, the gold that he was talking about doesn't cost us a penny. Doesn't cost us nothing. Jesus Christ paid the price. He made us rich in gold, tried in the fire, to buy clothing. To buy these garments that will keep us white, keep us pure. The amazing part of the whole thing is this. In serving God today, the richest peoples in Clarksburg cannot step one step ahead of the poorest. Because God can take the lowliest peoples, the poorest, those that doesn't have two dimes to rub together. He can take those people, pick them up out, clothe them with garments that rich man can't buy at all with his gold. He can make this poor peoples that might have slept in a box under a bridge last night. He can take these people and he can wrap them up in a robe of righteousness that they shine just like the stars. Yes, he can do that. And he does that. But that rich man that's dependent upon his gold, he cannot buy it at all. Until he gets off of his high horse and gets down where he can be touched by God. Yes. Buy this clothing. I say, they thought they had faith. They thought they had the, yes, they cured these, all these eye problems they had. I don't know what they were. But evidently they had something pretty good because they come from miles around to get this eye salve. But what did he say? You're blind. You can't see. Yes, physically you've got pretty good sight, but you're blind to the Spirit of God. He says, come and get eye salve. Anoint your eye. What did Christ do to the blind man? He didn't go to Laodicea and buy a box of salve to anoint that man's eyes. He spit on the ground and he made a spittle. And he put it on his eyes and he said, now you go wash. You see, it was not valuable, just dirt. But when Jesus Christ took it and made the spittle out of it, became who? I said, yes, it became something greater than it had ever been. That man, as he said, I don't know what he does, but he did it. They questioned him. Yes. And he said, I don't know. The only thing I know was, I was blind, now I see. How many people today that are rich, fancy clothes, gold in their pockets, all this, going to wear the spectacles and really think you can see a well man, I can see a golf ball on the next tee, you know? Way down. Yeah. I really can see. Blinder than a bat. Because when you ask them about Jesus Christ, you ask them, are they saved? And well, I knew my grandpappy. He was a deacon in the church back here many, many years ago. He was he helped to build that church up here on that hill. He was just my mom and dad. They never missed a Sunday. Yes, I'm in good shape. Yeah. Jesus, when he calls, he doesn't call for a grandson of such and such. He calls us individually. He calls me by my name. He calls you by your name. He doesn't say, I want you for the goodness of Pat done. He said, I don't want you to go over here and rest on what your grandpappy done in the church. No. He calls you to do your thing. He calls you to do the thing that he wants you to do. Yes, they were blind. They couldn't see a thing. They thought they were rich. They thought they had all the best. And it turns out, Christ told them, you don't have anything. Because everything that they had, all the things that they had accumulated over the times, all the money they had, all the riches they had, the finest clothes, all this that they had, when the end time comes, will be gone. Let me tell you something. You may have a bank account today that's staggering. And I know, as I said a while ago, some of you do. Yes. And you may own lots of property. You may own houses, automobiles. You may be rich in the things of this earth. But one day, they're all going to be gone. Zip, there will be gone. The thing that he was talking about here, buy of me gold tried in the fire. White raiment that you be clothed. Eye salve that you can see. All of these things keep right on going. All of the fires of this last day, all of the tribulations, all these things that come upon us cannot touch the things that God gives us. Yes, we'll be tried, we'll be tested, we'll be put through the fire, we'll be going, but it only makes us stronger. If we keep the faith, hang on to the hand of Christ, and allow him to lead us, guide us continually. Yes, you'll be tried. There'll be times you'll say, well, what's the use? I'll just give up. I'll quit. God don't care for me. I'll just hang it up. We've all felt like that at times. We've all felt like that. Even Jesus Christ hanging on the cross. question. You see, we're human. We're human. And we will question. Because when rough times come, when we get into sicknesses or lost loved ones or whatever it is that comes upon us, it's hard. It's hard to say, praise the Lord for it. But you know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Regardless of where we are, we can praise God. Yet, these things that he was talking about here, that he was trying to get these people to be able to see, these things didn't cost a penny. Didn't cost them nothing, but it gave them everything. If we just hang on to that hand of Jesus Christ and allow him to lead our lives and not put too much in store of those things that are going to burn up anyhow. All the riches, the fancy cars and all this, that's nice. But friends, if it comes to a choice between the riches of this world and the humbleness that Jesus Christ offers us each and every one, wow, the choice is plain. Because one day, as we were talking about in Sunday school, and how this country seems to be just getting further and further and further away from God. We're being denied even the privilege of saying Jesus Christ. Yes. Well, how long will God look on this without saying, son, go to your church? Enough is enough. Is enough. It could be, they've got predictions now. Well, next year, that time. But we do know by all the signs, we know by all the things that we see around about us, these things that are coming on us from all sides, we know that it can't be long. God's going to look on the situation. Enough is enough is enough. Go get your church. Will you be ready? Have you put your confidence and your faith in this gold that they deal? Or have you purchased that gold that's tried in the fire? Has he placed a white robe of righteousness around you? Forgiving. Has he anointed your eyes with eye salve that you can see what the Spirit says? You see, these things are priceless, but they're first. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for just giving us that great gift of salvation. And we know, Lord, that if we just put hold on to that you have given us. If we hold on and hold on, Lord, you'll take us and you'll accept us that we might enter in. We ask you, O God, to help us in our weakness. Lord, as we struggle day by day, keep us through the power of the Holy Spirit. That it lead us and guide us. That it keep us ever so dear. And Lord, when we fail, when we do things that are displeasing to you, and we spot that garment, we ask you, Lord, that we have courage just to come back. Ask God to wash it clean through the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father, to search our heart. And Lord, if we have offended in any way, show us. God to ask that you forgive us. For it's in the name of Jesus that I ask.